So can everybody hear me okay? Okay. So I'm Celeste Gainey, and it feels so great to live in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Right? Woo! My girlfriend and I, she was just saying, she said, we are so lucky to live here. This is like night and day from where we lived before. There's just so much happening. There's so much life here. And we love all you guys. So I'm a newbie mad woman. And we came at the beginning of December, so I took Jan's workshop this past winter. And I'm going to read three poems that were all workshopped in her workshop. And I do want to thank Jan and Joan for thinking of me and asking me to read tonight. And to Jimmy for always hosting such a great shindig. And this first poem is a poem for a seminal figure in my life, a contemporary of mine, an architect who died last summer. And it's really a poem that's born from that feeling of when somebody goes, you're just completely enveloped in loss. This morning, for Larry Bogdanow. The start of Independence Day weekend, sun too bright, heavy, dragging its hot ascent, traffic already on 3 Mile Harbor, SUVs jamming the gravel lot at Round Swamp Farm. None of this surprises. What does? I roll down the window, let the humidity hit, is the gap in the privet, naked plinth of foundation forsaken in the field, the riderless bicycle, empty wicker basket, drooping forward. Larry's is 3-speed, black, and he's pedaling up the cobblestones on Worcester, out of Soho, past the early days, SOBs on Varick, Klein Sleep on 6th, the Carmine Street Pool, Bondini's on 9th, the Lone Star, and Iggy, the giant iguana on 5th, Union Square Cafe on 16th. Texas boy turned city architect, the rolling blueprint of this promised land, ceaseless beneath his churning feet, a place to be tilled and built again. Unintentionally, I turn my car from the traffic down a dirt lane to the bay, outlay of Gardner's Island on the horizon, the sky a milky haze, a lone kayaker propelling by, water foaming through the stones at my feet, sun higher now, heat bearing down. So Angela read a poem after Judith Vollmer, and this was an assignment that we had in our workshop. Once in a while, we get these assignments, and it was great because Jan, part of what we did this year was we read Judith Vollmer's Water Books, her new book, which is so terrific. If you haven't gotten a chance to read it, I urge everyone to do so. And there's a beautiful poem in the book called To a Lamp, and we were all asked to write imitation poems of that poem, and so this is my imitation. To a Dunhill Lighter, after Judith Vollmer. Luke's vessel, a tiny fire. No thief will pick you from my pocket. No suave offer of a light by the gate of Gramercy Park will hint, forget me. No HIV-bearing lover want you back when it's over. Move on, I'll be dead soon. I prize your smooth snap of ignition, the butane blue flame ricocheting from his world to mine, outlining long and manicured fingers. O little cube of elegance conjured from a gay boy's make-believe in the dry hills of Modesto, he places you in my palm, your 24-carat heft surprises and weighs me down. He says goodbye, turns away, Casablanca style. My fingers fold and press against your black lacquered case. When I see him again, It will be in the hush and glitter of dreams. So today on my lunch break, I was reading that the AIDS quilt is coming back to Washington this summer. And this is a poem that was inspired by a visit to Washington, D.C. It's called In Our Nation's Capital, on the occasion of viewing the AIDS Memorial Quilt, October 1992, Washington, D.C. You motion for me to come sit on your lap. You carry me to the bedroom, undress me, lay me down on crisp hotel sheets, a soft quilt for mothering in a place where there is no mothering, only monuments to neglect and regret, where we tread the grassy mall, the length and breadth of silence equals death. No soft breast to suck as I do yours now. You are above me, pressing, grinding down hard on my cunt. You pull your tit away, turn me over, lift my buttocks, spread my cheeks, then your warm spit, your tongue rimming me. I'm on my knees now, rocking hard to your rhythm. This feels holy, like church, like the motherfucking big-ass National Cathedral in the dead of night. Black mass candles blazing, dead saints watching, mute and unblinking from their pedestals. Hollowed eyes of marble politicians peeping through the stained glass. You, the butch high priestess of too much sorrow, me, the submissive penitent longing to feel your pain, take it, pull it deep inside. We're not supposed to be here doggy style in our nation's capital. The quilt tending away now, like undulating bodies in retreat, your aching fist, an anchor at the bottom of me. Thank you.